You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Facile Tech Lamarium, 53, takes Audrey Miller and Tiffany Gray on several extravagant dates. He invites the women up to his apartment where Miller and Gray stab him dead. Before leaving, the women sever his thumb to gain access to his phone. They keep both items, the phone and the thumb, for weeks, using his phone to transfer money from his bank accounts, pay for Ubers, and purchase alcohol and other items.
Nancy, the women are caught on surveillance video returning to Tech Lamarium's apartment several times before his body was discovered, carting out the man's belongings. Police tracked down their home addresses from Tech Lamarium's Uber history. At Tech Lamarium's apartment, the women wear hoodies to disguise their faces, but at their own apartments, make no effort to conceal their identities, leading to their discovery and arrest.
Audrey Miller, 19, and Tiffany Gray, 22, now charged with first-degree murder. Jillian Eugen becomes increasingly frustrated when her boyfriend refuses all physical affection. Eugen's boyfriend turns away from kisses and shakes off her hand, but the final straw is when he rolls away from her while she tries to cuddle in bed. She attacks the boyfriend, ripping out his chest hair, scratching him and biting his face, and throwing his phone against the wall. Cops are called, and Jillian Eugen, 22, is charged with domestic battery over the cuddle kerfluffle. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Detroit, a suspect in the fatal shooting of a police officer has now been apprehended. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
Authorities arrested 44-year-old Michael Lopez in southwest Detroit. The Michigan State Police confirmed the arrest via a post on X. Lopez is accused of killing Melvindale officer Muhammad Saeed. The incident occurred on July 21st as Officer Saeed responded to a call about a suspicious person near a car wash. According to Melvindale Police Chief Robert Canali, Saeed was shot during a physical altercation with Lopez. Home security video later captured Lopez throwing the alleged murder weapon and running. At 23, Officer Saeed had served with the Melvindale Police Force for just 14 months. His tragic death marks the third Michigan police officer killed in the line of duty in under a month. According to Canali, Dearborn, Michigan police have stepped up to patrol the streets of Melvindale as officers mourn the loss of Saeed. Lopez has been on parole since June 22nd, following a 12-year sentence for carjacking and assaulting an officer in 2011. This according to Michigan Department of Corrections records.
Formal charges against Lopez had not been filed, but the investigation is ongoing and will be submitted to the Wayne County prosecutor. In Nevada, an ailing former Los Angeles area gang leader, Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, has again requested house arrest ahead of his trial in the 1996 killing of rapper Tupac Shakur. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Davis's attorney, Carl Arnold, has filed financial records to prove the legality of the money intended for his bail after a judge previously denied his release due to concerns over the bail money source. Davis, who has not been convicted, is accused of scheming to hide the origin of the $112,500 gift put up by hip-hop figure Cash Whack 100 Jones, who testified he is funding Davis's $750,000 bail. Jones has managed artists like Jonathan Blueface Porter and Jason the Game Taylor, and claims his support is due to Davis's fight against cancer and his influence in the urban community. Judge Carly Kearney has ruled against Davis's release, citing concerns that Davis and Jones might profit from selling Davis's life story. Arnold argues that Davis has not been convicted and therefore should not be prevented from profiting, adding that there is no contact for any media production involving Davis and Jones. Prosecutors maintain that allowing Davis to post jail from a gift provides him no incentive to comply with court orders or appear for his trial on November 4th. They assert that Davis's own admissions in his 2019 tell-all book and interviews, supported by corroborating testimonies, link him to Shakur's murder. The case stems from an alleged rivalry between the East Coast Bloods and West Coast Crips, with Davis implicated as part of the conflict that led to Shakur's death at age 25.
Tupac Shakur, a seminal figure in gangsta rap, had 5 number one albums, 6 Grammy nominations, and was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017.
Thanks, John. Patricia Patty Atkins, 29, plans a trip to Canada with her boyfriend while the Marysville, Ohio Honda plant, where they both work, shuts down for Independence Day. Patty drops off her daughter, 7, with her sister, Marcia, for the week. The couple plans to leave from work Friday evening, but Patty's boyfriend is married and keeping their relationship a secret. He expects Patty to hide in his truck bed while he drops coworkers off on the way home to pick up her bags. The day she's set to pick up her daughter, she doesn't show up and is not answering calls. Sister Marcia calls Patty's boyfriend, who acts like he doesn't know who Patty is. Cops find evidence at his home suggesting otherwise, including a letter and a shirt Patty gifted to him. But they find no traces of Patty's DNA in his home or truck. They also find Patty gave her boyfriend nearly $90,000 in months leading up to her disappearance. Patty Atkins, now missing 23 years, 5'8", 120 pounds, blonde with blue eyes, blue and green flowers tattooed on her lower back. There's a cash reward for any info. Call Union County, Ohio Sheriffs 937-642-7653 if you have info on Patty Atkins. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.